This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Deadly tornadoes.
All these businesses in downtown Salford have been wiped out.
New airstrikes.
Ahead of a possible ground offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
Tight presidential race.
How do these candidates make you feel? The top answer for each of them was worry.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Death and destruction in Sulphur, Oklahoma, a city with about 5,000 people that was torn up by a weekend tornado. At least 5 deaths are blamed on dozens of tornadoes in at least 6 states. CBS's Omar Villafranca is on the story.
Downtown Sulphur was torn to shreds Saturday night after what forecasters say was at least an EF3 tornado ripped through the city, killing one person.
Looks like a bomb went off. It's so much worse in person.
Dana Vandiver and Donna Lewis own the Prairie Thicket Boutique. They just celebrated their grand opening on Friday. But now...
A heartache.
Yeah.
Heartache. Devastation.
And the devastation extends far beyond Sulphur. A storm system spawned a slew of tornadoes across the plains, including Nebraska, where parts of Omaha, the state's most populous city, were leveled.
You come upstairs and see that you have no house, no, your home, but you're actually homeless.
Back in Oklahoma, destroyed homes and businesses were also a common sight in Marietta. Jack Fink with CBS News Texas was there to see the aftermath up close.
Authorities say the tornado that blew through Marietta, Oklahoma, developed so fast it gave very little warning. It crossed I-35 and destroyed 2 stores. One driver was killed when his 18-wheeler overturned.
President Biden has spoken to Israel's prime minister about the latest efforts to free hostages held by Hamas. In Saudi Arabia, Secretary of State Blinken says a Hamas delegation in Egypt has to consider what he calls an extraordinarily generous proposal from Israel.
I'm hopeful that they will make the right decision and we can have a fundamental change in the dynamic.
CBS's Deborah Pata says it comes amid fears the war in Gaza could soon escalate.
The threat of a full-scale invasion of Rafah hangs over the more than 1.4 million Palestinians sheltering here. Much of the rest of Gaza lies in ruin. The destruction on such a scale, it is uninhabitable. And there's nowhere that's really safe. Even in Rafah, there are daily strikes. Just this morning, 3 more. Among the dead, at least 5 children.
CBS's Vicky Barker has more on an aid group getting back to business in Gaza.
World Central Kitchen says it will resume operations in Gaza with a local team of Palestinian aid workers. This, nearly a month after the Israeli military killed 6 of its Western workers and a Palestinian colleague in targeted drone strikes on their convoy. The group says it's received no concrete assurances that the same thing won't happen again, but its chief operating officer says the humanitarian situation in Gaza remains too dire to ignore.
Correspondent Elise Preston has the latest on college campus protests in this country.
UCLA was one of the latest flashpoints between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli demonstrators. Dozens clashed Sunday after a security barrier was breached. Physical altercations took place, but no major injuries were reported. Across the country, authorities detained 100 people at Northeastern University in Boston.
The first CBS News Battleground Tracker poll of 2024 finds a statistical dead heat in three key states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
In all three states, a whopping 80% of voters say the economy is a major factor in their vote, and Trump has an early edge. In Pennsylvania, only 21% of registered voters say they think they would be financially better off if Mr. Biden won, compared to 47% if Trump returns to office. And more than 60% in the three battlegrounds say the economy was good during the Trump administration. Back in 2020, when we asked the same question, only about a third of voters answered that way.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Police in Sanford, Florida say 10 people were wounded by a teenage gunman who started shooting after a fight broke out at a private event at a party venue. A 16-year-old faces charges. Among the injured, Houston Texans wide receiver Tank Dell. He was treated and released from a hospital. A trial opens today in Hawaii. 17 people suing the U.S. over the leak of jet fuel that got into the water system at the Pearl Harbor Hickam military base. Rochelle Dietz, the wife of a U.S. Navy officer, is one of the plaintiffs. She told correspondent Sharon Alfonsi on 60 Minutes.
Jet fuel's not something that you would even think could happen to be in your water.
How were people reacting to the news?
I was so sick to my stomach from that news that I actually threw up when I heard.
Because why?
Because my kids had just been poisoned.
The government calls the leak a nuisance, but contends it was not serious enough to cause health problems. In Africa, a dam collapsed in western Kenya, sending water crashing through roads and homes and killing at least 40 people. Ahead of that, heavy rain in the country had been blamed for dozens of deaths. Reports say a memo from the Major League Baseball Players Association indicates Nike will change team uniforms that have been panned by players and fans in time for next season. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
They'll reportedly include a return to larger lettering on jersey tops, fixes to new see-through pants, stronger seams that don't blow out on the field, and higher quality zippers, as well as addressing grays that don't match.
More attention than usual at a WNBA practice for Caitlin Clark, getting to work with the Indiana Fever.
It was a good first day. It was hard, but that's what you expect for these practices, and just fun to get out there with all the girls and get ready for Friday, honestly.
First preseason game is Friday night. As we hear from CBS's Monica Ricks, another women's basketball star has announced her retirement, Candace Parker.
She made the announcement on social media saying, "It's time."
To be a part of women's basketball at this point, I think it's just truly special. And
she talked about the love of the game during March Madness last month on CBS Mornings.
Candace Parker drains the three.
Parker played her final game with the Las Vegas Aces last July after getting sidelined by a foot injury, but leaves the game as one of the league's most decorated athletes. She's a two-time MVP, seven-time All-Star, and has won three championships.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life, or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic.
Try gift mode on Etsy now.
Cast members at a Disney location may soon unionize.
Character performers at Disneyland in California say they filed a petition for union recognition. It comes more than 40 years after those at Disney parks in Florida joined a union. A lot has to do with Hollywood. While those in Florida typically work at Disney full-time, many in California have other jobs in movies and TV. Now they're hoping for more dependable schedules with the theme park. Most of the more than 35,000 workers at the Disneyland Resort in Southern California already were unionized, but the parades and character department members were among the holdovers. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Federal health officials say three women who were diagnosed with HIV after getting vampire facial procedures at an unlicensed New Mexico medical spa are believed to be the first documented cases of people contracting the virus through a cosmetic procedure using needles. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.